Today's Amud for Chazara is Yuma Chavav Mabez. We're holding on the top of Chavav Mabez by the Mishnah. So says the Mishnah, Tamid Karid Betisha Basara Bechanasar Beshnimasar Leipachos V'Yoyser. The Karban Tamid was brought with 9 Kayanim, 10, 11, or 12, never less than 9, never more than 12. Ketzad, Atzmai Betisha, the Karban Tamid itself, the animal itself, the keves, the sheep, was brought with 9 Kayanim. Bechag, during Sukkot, where there was Biad Echad Sleicha Shalmayim, he had to bring a pitcher of water for the Nisach HaMayim, so Arein Kanasari, at 10 Kayanim bringing the Karban Tamid. Ben Harbayim, every day, for the Karban Tamid Shal Ben Harbayim, it was brought Bechad, it started with 11, because who Atzmai Betisha, the Karban itself was brought with 9, and then Ishnaim, Biyadim Shnei Gziri Eitzim, yet another to Kehanim bringing the two Gziri Eitzim onto the Mizbeach. And B'Shabes B'Achadasar, on Shabbos also we had 11 Kehanim, who Atzmai B'Tisha, Ushnaim Biyadim Shnei B'Zichi Levayna Shalachim Aponim, because again the animal itself was brought with 9, and then there was an additional two Kehanim bringing the B'Zichi Levayna for the Lechem Aponim onto the Shulchan. U'B'Shabes B'Teicha Chag Biyad Echad Tzeicha Shamayim. And on Shabbos that fell out during Sukkot, so then besides these 11 that we just described, there was also a 12th Kayan who had to bring the water for the Nisach HaMayim, so therefore he had 12 Kayanim. So it was never less than 9, never more than 12. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Abba Vitema Rami Barchama Vitema Rabbi Yochanan, Imenaschem Mayim Bechag El Batamid Shal Shachar. You only had Nisach HaMayim by the Karban Tamid in the morning, but not for the Tamid Shal Ben Arbayim. Mimai, how do we know that it was not for the Tamid Shal Ben Arbayim? Midikotani Ubishabish Abitecha Chag Be'achat Soicha Shomayim. From the fact that we said that the way we got to 12 Kehanim being involved in the Tamid was by describing a case of Shabbos that fell out during Sukkot. Now, V'isal Kodaitach B'Tamid Shal Ben Arbayim Minaschen. Now, if it's true that there was a chi of Nisach HaMayim, even by the Karban Tamid Shal Ben Arbayim, so then b'chol nami mishkach asla, we don't have to come on to a case of Shabbos that fell out during Sukkot, every day of Sukkot by the Karban Tamid Shal Ben Arbayim, so always the Tamid Shal Ben Arbayim has 11 kayanim, and if there's a chi of Nisach HaMayim, so you would have a 12th kayan bringing the water. Elamayim must be, from the fact that we jumped onto a case of Shabbos that fell out during Sukkot in order to get a case where there was 12 kayanim being involved in the Tamid, it must be that there's no chi of Nisach HaMayim by the Karban Tamid Shal Ben Arbayim. Amr of Ashi, Afana Namutanina, we have a brisa which is mavur like this also, that there's no chi of Nisach HaMayim by the Tamid Shal Ben Arbayim, because it says, V'lemanaseich Oimrim Loi, it says that they told, the Kehanim would tell the one in charge of Nisach HaMayim, who was appointed to perform the Nisach HaMayim, Hagba Yadecha, they would tell him to pick up his hands, Shepam Echa Nisich Agabi Raglev, because one time there was a Tzeduki who was doing the Nisach HaMayim, and because the Tzedukim don't agree to the chi of Nisach HaMayim, because it's learned that from a drasha, the Gemara in Tainis and Beza Mabez speaks out, so therefore, he instead of performing Nisach HaMayim, he poured the water onto his legs. And when the other Kehanim saw this, Uragamuhu Kola'am Besregeyan, they pelted him with their esrogs. So now, why does the Braisa specify that they pelted him Dafka with their esrog? It must be, says the Gemara Shema Amino, to teach us, Rashi explains, to teach us that it was only, that Nisach HaMayim is only done in the morning, which is a time when people have their esrogs, when they have their Arbamina by Shachris. So that's why the Braisa speaks out that they pelted him with their esrogs. So you see from here that there's only a chiv Nisach HaMayim in the morning by the Tamid Shal Shachar. Says the Gemara Vayter, Tani, we learned in the Braisa, Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, Yomer, Minayin, L'Tamid Shal Ben Arbayim, Shetan, Shnei Gziri, Eitzim, B'Shnei Kayhanim. We mentioned in our Mishnah that the Karban Tamid Shal Ben Arbayim had 11 Kayhanim, because it was the 9 Kayhanim who brought the Tamid itself, and an additional 2 Kayhanim who brought the Shnei Gziri, Eitzim. Now, in the morning, the Shnei Gziri, Eitzim was brought by 1 Kayhan. And the Ben Arbayim, we see from our Mishnah that the Shnei Gziri, Eitzim was brought by 2 Kayhanim. So what's the Makar for that? That there's Shnei Gziri, Eitzim were brought with 2 Kehanim, says the Gemara, Shenemar, as the Pasuk says, V'archu Eitzim. It says, V'archu, Lashon Rabbim, that they set up the Eitzim. So they, plural, 2 Kehanim brought the Eitzim, brought the Shnei Gziri Eitzim onto the Mizbeach. Now, how do we know it's talking about the Karban Tamid Shal Ben Arbayim? So says the Gemara, because in Inilun Tamid Shal Shachar, it can't be talking about the Karban Tamid Shal Shachar, Dechsiv, because it already says by the Karban Shal Shachar. It says, U'bir Aleha Kayin, Eitzim Babaiker, V'arach Aleha. So we already have a pasuk describing bringing the Shnei Gziri Eitzim by the Karban Tamid Shal Shachar. Now it happens to be there, it says it's only by one kain, but the point is that we already have a pasuk, so it must be Tineu Inlun Tamid Shal Ben Arbayim. It must be that this pasuk of Arachu Eitzim is talking about the Tamid Shal Ben Arbayim. Fract the Gemara Ve'emi Edi Ve'edi B'Tamid Shal Shachar, maybe they're both the Karban talking about the Shachar, and there's a chiyuv to bring it Shnei Gezirei Eitzim twice. First, Aydei one kain, and then Aydei two kainanim. Says the Gemara, no, because Imkin Imakro Uvir Uvir. We should have said the same lashon twice. In fact, the Gemara, no, you can't say the same lashon twice, because because of Rachmanu Uvir, have Amina Chad in Treiloi. I would have think that even by the second time, that there's only one kain who brings the Shnei Gezirei Eitzim, and not two. Kamash Mulan, that's why it says Uvarchu, to teach us that there's two kainanim who bring it. The Navid Chav and Navid Trey, that first one kain and then two kainanim. But maybe really it's talking about the Karban Tamid Shel Shachar. Says the Gemara, no, Imkain, Imakro, Uvir, Uviaru, or Inami V'aruch V'archu. We should have used the same lashon. Even though, of course, we're going to switch the context. It's not going to be lashon yachid and both times lashon yachid. We're going to switch from lashon yachid to lashon rabim. But the Siach Yitzchak explains that what we meant before when we said we should have used the same lashon is we meant switching the whether or not it's lashon yachid or lashon rabim, but the same word, the same shayresh uvir uviaru or va'arach va'archu my uvir va'archu. Why did we completely switch those shayresh? Shema mina kadekar mina to teach us that we're talking about a different carbon tamid. We're not talking about the tamid shal shachar. We're talking about the tamid shal bein arbayim, that is a chiyuv to bring shnei gzirei eitzim with two kehanim. Says the Gemara Vayter, so it comes out in our Mishnah that the carbon tamid itself was brought with either 9, 10, 11, or 12 kehanim. So says Rabbi Chiya, Pais, Pa'amim Yud Gimel, Pa'amim Yud Dal, Pa'amim Tezval, Pa'amim Tezayin. So it comes out that the total amount of kehanim winning the lottery by the carbon tamid was sometimes 13, 14, 15, or 16, because besides the 9, 10, 11, or 12 bringing the carbon tamid, there was an additional 4 kehanim, 2 kehanim, in charge of the shechita and the zrika, and another 2 kehanim in charge of the dishon mizbeach hapanimi and v'haminayra. So if you add those 4 kehanim to the 9 or the 10 or the 11 or the 12, so it comes out you have 13, 14, 15, or 16. Says the Gemara Ava Tanya Yitzayin, but we have a brisa which says that 17 kehanim perform different parts of the avayda. Says the Gemara Ahidu like Rabbi Yehuda ben Yaakov elik Rabbi Yehuda. That's if you go like Rabbi Yehuda. Where do we get the additional kehanim from? Is if you hold like Rabbi Yehuda, that there was an additional kayin who was in charge of bringing the Evarim from the Kevesh to the Mizbeach. And if you add that additional kayin, so it comes out to 17 kayhanim. On Shabbos, that came out during Sukkot, where you had 12 kayhanim bringing the Karban Tamid, plus the 4 that we mentioned before, 2 for the Shechita Nizrika, and 2 for the Disha Mizbeach HaPanimi V'Amenaira, plus this another additional kayin that Rabbi Yehuda told us about, who brought from the Evarim, from the Kevesh to the Mizbeach. So 5 plus 12, you have 17. Says the Mishnah Vayter, Ayel Kari Bechadasar, and Ayel that was brought by the Karban Musaf of Rish Chodesh and Yomtiv, so that was brought with 11 Kehanim, Abasar Bechamisha, and Akaravayim Vasuz, Vayayim Bishnayim Shnayim, 2 each, that's a total of 11. Par Kari Be'esim Varbo, the Par was brought with 24 Kehanim, Harish was brought Be'echot, Varegel was brought Bishnayim, Ha'oikets was brought Bishnayim with 2 Kehanim, Varegel Bishnayim was brought with 2 Kehanim, Hachozav Agera, Hachozav Be'echot, Hagera Bishleisha, that's another 4 kehanim, and then there was the Shtei Adayim, the 2 front legs Bishnayim, that was brought with 2 kehanim, Ushtei Defanes Bishnayim, Akravayim Vasodas Vayayim Bishleisha Shleisha, that's an additional 9 kehanim, they were each brought with 3 kehanim each, Kravayim, Sodas, and Yayim were brought with 3 kehanim each, the power was very big, it needed more kehanim, so that's a total of 24 kehanim. Says the Mishnah, Mamedevam Amurim, Bekarbanus Sibur, that's all said about Karbanus Sibur, Bekarban Yachid, Imratzul Hakar of Makriv. If one kohen wants to do the whole thing, he could. The Rambam and Pirshah Mishnayos is a mavur that has to be done through a pious, but you could have one kohen who brings everything. You don't have to dafka divide it up into 9 or 11 or 24 kehanim. Hefsheta v'nituchan, the hefsheta v'nituach of both the carbon yachin and the carbon sibur was shav, and they were equal, which we'll see what that means in the Gemara.